Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, increasing clouds, breezy 63, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, rain likely, possible thunderstorms overnight in the mid-50s with wind gusts at 30. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms in the upper 50s with wind gusts at 25. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered rain. Right now, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. A Wichita Republican who once was one of the Kansas legislature's most powerful lawmakers has pleaded no contest to driving under the influence and reckless driving. Former Senate Majority Leader Gene Sullentrop appeared in a Topeka court yesterday to formally accept a deal with prosecutors that dropped a felony charge of trying to elude law enforcement while speeding the wrong way on a highway in Topeka. A Shawnee County District Judge found Sullentrop guilty and sentenced him to 6 months in jail for the DUI and 90 days for reckless driving. The bulk of the jail sentence was suspended, but he will serve 48 hours in jail. The weather making the news on this Tuesday morning as a complex of storms is expected to develop across western Kansas this evening and then track east through the overnight. Weather forecasters say all storm types are possible initially, including a few isolated tornadoes. The Storm Prediction Center shows an enhanced risk of severe storms across portions of the state. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, include credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Law enforcement authorities are investigating a burglary and have made an arrest. Shortly after 12:30 Sunday morning, law enforcement was notified of an intruder inside of a residence in Holton. Holton police and Jackson County sheriff's deputies responded to the address and found signs of forced entry to the residence and a man on the floor being held at gunpoint by the owner of the property. The Hutchinson Post reports the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Dylan Thomas of Holton, was dressed in a Halloween-type costume, according to the sheriff. Sheriff Morse says deputies arrested him and booked him into the Jackson County Jail on requested charges of attempted aggravated burglary, criminal damage to property, and criminal trespass. Now to COVID. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said 31 more Kansans lost their lives to COVID-19 from the time frame of Friday to Monday. In that same time frame, there were 61 new COVID-19 hospitalizations. KDHE says roughly 63% of Kansans eligible have been vaccinated. Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say human remains found in a park earlier this month were those of a Plattsmouth man who disappeared last year. Plattsmouth police and the Nebraska State Patrol confirmed yesterday that the remains were those of 29-year-old Dalton Behrens of Plattsmouth. Behrens was reported missing in February of last year. His remains were found last week in a wooded area of Rylander Park in Plattsmouth, close to where he lived. The cause of his death and the circumstances leading to it are still under investigation. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts voicing support of U.S. Representative Jeff Fortenberry, a fellow Republican who was indicted last week on allegations that he lied to the FBI agents who were investigating illegal campaign contributions from a foreign national. Ricketts defended the nine-term Republican congressman yesterday as a man of high integrity. He says he doesn't believe Fortenberry would have knowingly violated federal law and will pray for him and his family. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met with department heads at last week's meeting. The appraisers finalizing valuation reviews, the treasurer finalizing tax statements. Wind farm documentation continues with the Register of Deeds. Tax sale preparation continues. The Extension Office has new staff coming on board 1st of November. Emergency Management is coordinating grants. Public Works has begun the 8th bridge this season and continues mowing. Advance voting is underway at the County Clerk's Office. Agency on Aging in Marshall County will offer free rides again in November after the August trial was well received. The Marshall County Treasurer feels she's lost quality candidates due to those not wanting to take a cut in pay. She felt a study of benefits would be a good idea. Several others expressed the opinion the county has good hourly wages and excellent affordable benefits that should be taken into consideration. Washington County Commissioners' meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners last week voted unanimously to hire Heaven Schutte as the permanent Nemahal County Health Officer as a county employee at a salary of $60,000 per year starting November 3rd. Gage County Board of Supervisors heard from Tim Collier, Chief Ranger for Visitor and Resource Protection Division for the National Park Service, who's been filling in as interim park ranger at Homestead National Historical Park, as Mark Engler had retired recently. They are taking applications for a permanent replacement and hope to have that filled by the first of the year. Concerns with the Humane Society competing with private veterinary practices were heard with a discussion regarding renewal of the agreement with the county. A motion passed unanimously to approve the agreement with the Beatrice Humane Society for kenneling captured and stray animals with a term through June 2022. Supervisors appointed Darren Bayer, Tobias Templemeyer, and John Hill to the Hospital Authority Board for a 6-year term through September 2027. An injury accident was reported in Nemahal County early Thursday morning, shortly before 4 a.m. Joseph C., age 16, of Seneca, lost control, partially rolled, and struck an embankment. The driver and an unidentified passenger were transported to Nemahal Valley Community Hospital. The reception is planned Thursday. The City of Washington will honor Michael Manning, lineman, and Dennis Stiggy, water and wastewater operator, for their years of dedication and service to the city, with a retirement reception from 2 until 4 on Thursday in Washington. Hylita Kleekin, age 86, of Hanover, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Tuesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Hylita Kleekin. Claire Scheidler, age 69, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Registration book at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at Wymore Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends 6 until 7:30. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Claire Scheidler. Elizabeth Betty Post, age 76, formerly the Wymore Liberty Harry, has passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Post. Sarah L. Schlocky, age 68, of Blue Springs, passed away Sunday. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial, Emmanuel Lutheran Church Cemetery, rural Beatrice. Visitation Wednesday, 8 until 8. Family to great friends Wednesday, 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice. In charge of arrangements for Sarah Schlocky. Merton Bevitt, age 83, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Hanover Mortuary. Burial St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. Visitation Thursday, noon until 1, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Merton Bevitt. Stephen G. Steve Moorhead, age 69, of Blue Springs, passed away October 11th. Private interment at the Burchard Cemetery. Family will meet friends Friday, 10 a.m. until noon at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Steve Moorhead. Anna Marie Long, age 58, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Anna Marie Long. Marion L. Gross, age 87, of Lynn, passed away Sunday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Ward Funeral Home in charge for Marion Gross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Tuesday, quiet weather, but it does look like we have a low pressure system that will move into the area late tonight, continuing into tomorrow through Thursday, bringing chances for some showers and thunderstorms. Some areas in the Midwest will see chances for some severe weather late tonight, continuing into tomorrow. Otherwise, the system will move out of here as we head towards the end of the week, bringing sunny skies and quiet weather continuing into the weekend. Temperature-wise, warmer ahead of the system, but we'll see a cool down as we head into tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, increasing clouds, breezy, 63, wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain, showers, thunderstorms, mainly overnight, mid-50s with wind gust at 30. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, showers, thunderstorms, upper 50s. Tomorrow night will continue with scattered rain. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late October 65, record high on this date 90. The average low 40 and the record low 20. Sunrise this morning, 7:49. Sunset this evening at 6:34. 45 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Get spooked this Saturday with the Frankfurt Haunted Hayrack Rides. Travel a trail of terror and mayhem starting at the city park. Not a Scary Chicken Rides run from 5:30 until dark, with a full-on haunt beginning after dark until 10:30. $7 for chicken rides, $10 for scary rides at the Frankfurt Haunted Hayrack Rides Saturday.
The Saints go marching over the sloppy Seahawks. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It wasn't pretty, but the Saints emerged from Monday Night Football with a 13-10 victory over the Seahawks to close out Week 7 of the NFL.
Snap, he loses the handle, Winston, but now completes it to Kamara at the 10-5. Touchdown, Alvin Kamara. Touchdown, Saints.
Jameis Winston to Alvin Kamara on WWL for New Orleans' only touchdown of the night. Seattle is winless in three games at home this season. The Packers may be without top wide receiver Devontae Adams this week after he tested positive for COVID Monday and was placed on the reserve COVID list. Green Bay tangles with the undefeated Cardinals Thursday. In addition to Adams' potential absence, the Packers are expected to be without defensive coordinator Joe Barry because of COVID rules. NBA, the Clippers got into the win column for the first time this season, dominating the Trailblazers 116-86. Jason Tatum dropped 41 on the Hornets to lead the Celtics to a 140-129 overtime win in Charlotte.
Tatum pulls up right over Bridges, sticks another three. This time the net doesn't move, and Tatum just jogs back to play defense.
On WBZ, Jaylen Brown added 30 for Boston, which has won two straight after starting 0-2. The shorthanded Bucks dispatched the Pacers 119-109 as Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 and was an assist shy of a triple-double. And the Bulls are the Eastern Conference's only remaining undefeated team. They improved to 4-0, holding on in Toronto for a 111-109 win over the Raptors. On the ice of the NHL last night, TJ Oshie scored a hat trick to lead the Capitals to a high-scoring win over the Senators.
Final 10 of the period, deep in the Ottawa zone. Wraparound try, they score! It's a hat trick for TJ Oshie!
On WFED, Alex Ovechkin put a couple into the back of the net, too. Washington beats Ottawa 7-5. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Week 9, Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we present Marysville going on the road to take on an old demon southeast of Saline. And our Thursday feature game, the rematch, Hanover at Osborne. K-Prep's pregame begins at 6 o'clock. TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and a 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, and Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. It's homecoming week as Kansas State takes on TCU with pregame starting at 12:30, and Kansas takes on number 15 Oklahoma State with pregame starting at 5:30. Also, volleyball state tournament begins on Friday with the number 2 seed Hanover playing at 11-1-3. Live on FM 95.5 here on KNDY.
This month and every month, Hummus Trucking Incorporated offers praise to the hardworking farmers across the nation who put food in the stores and on tables every day. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and here's your latest Larry Steckling report from our partners over at Cake News.
Well, I got to tell you, friends, everybody's talking about the prices that we have to pay for anything we want to buy. It doesn't make any difference what you're trying to buy nowadays. It's up big time. But let's talk about agriculture just a minute. And really, we're talking about food. That is agriculture. So if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. And guess what? One of the things that's causing a big, big headache, shooting prices up, are ships out at the Gulf that can't get in to load or unload. I got to tell you, it is a mess. Just saw that in California. Something like 70 ships are waiting to be unloaded. And it looks like, going backwards here on one thing that I'm reading, backlogs of ports and climbing shipping rates plague the supply chain. And some new data just out shows shipping rates between the U.S. and China, and they buy so much of our farm goods that it's scary, but they're dropping. The rates are dropping by more than 50% in just 1 month. The data shows China-U.S. spot freight rates for shipping a 40-pound or a 40-foot container from China to L.A. dropped by $9,000. 51% drop from September and October. 51%. So what's going on? Experts say China is slowing production due to a power crisis and the off-season coming into view, but issues remain due to a growing backlog of unfilled orders. So you don't know what's causing what, but we do know one thing, that if you can't move the product, you got a major problem. And so this would probably affect agriculture more than anything, because sometimes 3 out of 5 of the bushels that we produce have to be on a boat going somewhere to some other country. And folks, that's not happening right now because they're parked. There's other factors, but that's a big one. Stay tuned for more on the next Decline.
Okay. One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA shows as of Sunday, 66% of the nation's corn has been harvested, 13 points more than the five-year average, 73% of soybeans now harvested, 3 points ahead of the five-year average, and winter wheat planting now at 80%. That is in line with the five-year average. FFA members and supporters around the country celebrating agriculture and agriculture education this week during the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo in Indianapolis. It was held virtually last year, but the event will once again be held in person, hosted by the city of Indianapolis starting tomorrow. Some virtual components, though, will take place. FFA members from across the country expected to participate in the event. Those who will not be in person will have the option to participate in the online components, ranging from the virtual FFA Blue Room to student and teacher workshops to general sessions. Those attending in person will be able to participate in general convention session hosted at Lucas Oil Stadium and at the expo located in the Indiana Convention Center and explore various career paths that are open to them. Find out more. Visit convention.ffa.org. Pumpkins, a staple of fall traditions for many Americans who pick them, carve them out for jack-o'-lanterns, or bake pumpkin desserts. Although pumpkins are grown in many states, the most production comes from 10 states. By acreage and by weight, Illinois consistently the nation's largest pumpkin producer. Unlike other states, most Illinois pumpkins are used for pie filling and other processed foods, which receive a lower price. In 2020, Texas led the nation in the value of pumpkins produced at $25.9 million, followed by Pennsylvania, then Illinois and California. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
4-H. For youth, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, to our 4-H youth. From Kramer Oil at CJ Express, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Radio KNDY.
Hi, my name is Isaac Height. I'm part of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. My favorite part of 4-H is the leadership skills it teaches you, and my favorite projects in 4-H is beef, and I like showing sheep as well.
My name is Lydia Wessel. This is my fifth year in 4-H, and I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I think 4-H is fun because you can do whatever project that you want. Our club enjoys doing activities together during the year. We have meetings and learn about our projects at project meetings. Ask someone that is a 4-H member how to join our local Colville Extension office for information about joining 4-H. 4-H goes here. Join today.
My name is Corbin Rush. I'm in the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. It's my second year, and I brought Legos. I also brought a painting. I got a purple on my painting and reserve champion on my Legos. I'm looking forward to for more photography and paintings.
My name is Lena Taylor. I'm in the Waterlake 4-H Club. This is my first year in 4-H, and I like to do arts and crafts.
Hi, I'm Peyton Smith of the Sunflower 4-H Club. 4-H has been a good place to meet new people, learn new skills, and grow as an individual. I hope you'll consider making 4-H a part of your life, either by becoming a member, volunteering, or donating. Contact your local extension office for more information on how you can make the best better with 4-H.
Hello, my name is Gwen Conte, and I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my second year in 4-H, and this year I really like to do my Lego project.
Hi, I am Brian Baxter, and I belong to the Stick to It 4-H Club. 4-H is for youths aged 7 through 19, and it's a lot of fun, and I think you'd enjoy being a member. Call the River Valley Extension Office for more details at 785-325-2121.
Hello, my name is Norman Moss. I am from the Boston Boosters 4-H Club. This will be my sixth year in 4-H. My favorite project is arts and crafts because I love to draw. I also like showing pigs and calves.
A salute during October National 4-H Month to our 4-H youth. From Kramer Oil and CJ Express, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Radio KNDY. 4-H,
for youth, for America, 4-H.
We still have a lot to learn about the science of flight. It's all about one of the latest revelations from our flying feathered friends from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 26th, the 299th day of the year. Hillary Clinton celebrates a birthday, and on this day 31 years ago, Wayne Gretzky became the first hockey player to score 2,000 goals. When an airplane hits turbulent air, the only thing a pilot can do is turn on the seatbelt lights and brace for a bumpy ride. But turbulent air doesn't seem to bother birds in the least. And scientists studying the flights of eagles now know why. When the bird hits turbulent air, it does a brief wing tuck to prevent buffeting and continues on a smooth course. The wing tucking technique has been observed for centuries, of course, but only recently have we been able to measure just how effective it is for reducing turbulence. Researchers hope to use the data to improve commercial flights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 45 in Marysville this morning with highs around 60 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has been named a finalist for the 2021 Louisville Silver Slugger Award, as announced by Louisville Slugger Monday. Perez is one of three finalists among American League catchers, joining Tampa Bay's Mike Zunino and New York's Gary Sanchez. Finalists are based on votes cast by managers and coaches in each league to determine the best offensive producers at each position. The Louisville Silver Slugger Award winners will be announced on MLB Network during a one-hour telecast beginning at 5 o'clock Central Time on Thursday, November 11th. Monday Night Football, Jameis Winston threw for 222 yards and a touchdown, and Brian Johnson kicked a 33-yard field goal with a minute 56 remaining in the fourth quarter to help lead the Saints to a 13-10 victory over the Seattle Seahawks last night on Monday Night Football. Winston completed 19 of 35 passes. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover wins the Lynn Substate Volleyball Tournament Saturday with the first round bye, then defeating Wetmore 25-11, 25-19. Lynn advanced past Axtell and then past St. John's Tipton. Hanover took Lynn in the championship 25-14, 25-12. Centralia takes the Frankfort Substate with a bye and a semifinal win over Frankfort 25-17, 25-15, then defeating Donovan West in two. Frankfort had advanced with a win over Care Paravel. Washington County took a loss to Clifton Clyde, first round at Osborne, and was eliminated. Valley Heights took Sacred Heart, 25-14, 25-16, falling to Wabunsee in the semifinals, 25-11, 25-12. Marysville wins over Pleasant Ridge at Sabetha, 25-8, 25-5, then lost in the semifinals to Hiawatha, 27-29, 25-19, 25-14. The Marysville boys cross-country team qualified for state with Gable Fredrickson, Nicholas Fries, Isaiah Miller,
Silas Miller, Werner Pilsel, Mason Rader, Ryan Stoddy, Asher Wasson, and Titus Wasson. Axtell sophomore Grady Bussing and Washington County junior Drake Baker go to state. The Axtell girls cross-country team qualified for state with Allison Bussing, Aspen Bussing, Kennedy Dieters, Audrey Costell, Ariana Leiberger, Lily McClellan, Kaylee Sandman, Emma Scherza, and Chloe Strothman. Washington County freshman Mackenzie Baker, Hanover senior Michelle Zarbanicki, and Lynn junior Claire Beichman go to state in cross-country.
Tune in this Friday as Marysville takes on an old demon southeast of Saline on AM 1570 FM 94.1, and the Hanover Wildcats face Osborne in a rematch this Thursday on FM 95.5. And the volleyball state tournament begins this Friday with the number 2 seed Hanover Wildcats playing at 11-1-3 live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Wrecking balls downtown construction. Bottles breaking, jukebox buzzing. Cardboard sign says the Lord is coming. Tick, tick, tock. Rumors turn, the mills back home. Parking lot kids with the speakers blown. We didn't turn it on, but we can't turn it off, off, off. Sometimes I wonder, how did we get here? Seems like all we ever hear is noise. Yeah, we scream, yeah, we shout till we don't have a voice. In the streets, in the crowds, it ain't nothing but noise. Drowning out all the dreams of this Tennessee boy. Just trying to be heard. It's so loud that no one listens. Sex and money and politicians talk, talk, talk. But there really ain't no conversation. Ain't nothing left of the imagination. Trapped in our phones.